North of Afghanistan, slowly spreading through Central Asia, is a shadowy Islamist organization that wants to accomplish its goals through nonviolent means. The group Hizbu Tahrir al-Islami calls for the creation of a global Islamic state through political action. Central Asian dictators have banned the movement and had its members arrested. NPR's Ivan Watson filed this report from the capital of Kyrgyzstan, Bishkek.
In English, it means Party of Islamic Liberation, and yet it's difficult to classify Hizbu Tahrir. This international movement has a global agenda, but it operates in highly secretive cells of 4 to 5 people without any publicly acknowledged leader. The party was founded half a century ago in Arabia by a Palestinian refugee. Hizbu Tahrir's membership now includes many in Central Asia, including a 33-year-old carpenter named Dilyar Jumabayev here in Kyrgyzstan.
Our goal is to restore Islamic life around the globe, modeled after the caliphate of the Prophet Muhammad. To accomplish this, Hizbu Tahrir never calls for the use of force. We want a peaceful uprising, like the transition from communism to democracy at the end of the Soviet Union under Gorbachev.
Jumabayev complains he's been arrested at least a half dozen times when handing out party leaflets in public on charges of inciting hatred. That could be because his views are anti-Semitic and anti-American. For example, Jumabayev cites homosexuality as just one of the American vices that he claims is corrupting the Islamic world.
The system we're living in is imported from the West. We, as Muslims, want to preserve our own Islamic values. We don't want democracy. We want society to work according to Islam.
Over the years, Kyrgyzstan's increasingly authoritarian government has arrested hundreds of Hizbu Tahrir militants, a policy that's been criticized by human rights groups. Kyrgyz Deputy Prime Minister Jumart Atarbayev says Hizbu Tahrir threatens the country's traditionally tolerant version of Islam.
There are some circles around the country which wanted to import to the country fundamentalistic streams of Islam, and we are objecting to this.
The persecution of Hizbu Tahrir is far more brutal in neighboring Uzbekistan. There, the U.S. State Department estimates more than 5,000 people are now in jail for political and religious reasons. Among those prisoners, many Hizbu Tahrir members. Uzbek Foreign Minister Sadiq Safayev says the party is dangerous.
By poisoning the minds of the youth by the ideology of extremistic radical Islam, they create the conveyor of the would-be recruits for real acting terroristic organizations.
Active militants in Uzbekistan are too scared to give interviews, but Kabul Kudanazarov, a former Hizbu Tahrir member, agreed to talk. This 29-year-old was a local party leader before he fled into exile. Now back in Tashkent under government amnesty, Kudanazarov describes how the party operated.
We met secretly in groups of 4. A 5th member received instructions from the leadership that we never met. Also, we didn't share any personal information and we used code names. That way, if one of us was arrested, we couldn't give away the rest of the organization.
Kudanazarov says the group distributed leaflets that criticized injustices committed by the Uzbek regime. He says members wore Western-style clothes to avoid appearing suspicious. And once, during an unprecedented public march, he says militants remained true to their promise and refused to fight back when the police began beating them with batons. Kudanazarov says the movement was badly hurt, though, when the authorities launched a mass arrest campaign in 2000.
First, a Hizbu Tahrir member didn't show up for a meeting we had planned. I later found out he'd been arrested. Over a 2-week period, 5 more people were arrested. Our neighborhood group panicked because we thought there was a traitor among us.
Due to Hizbu Tahrir's secretive nature, it's not clear how much support it has throughout Central Asia. But in this economically depressed region, observers say the movement's fundamentalism and the adrenaline of participating in a conspiracy against the region's dictators will continue to serve as a magnet for many young people here. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Bishkek.